Nuclear power plants near Kewaunee, Kenosha, and La Crosse have shut down over the last 3 decades. Several other U.S. commercial nuclear plants have also closed up shop or are about to do so. But many of the roughly 100 plants still in power generating mode appear to be humming along. A turbine more than 150 feet long and weighing more than 750 tons spins at the Callaway nuclear plant near Fulton, Missouri, helping generate electricity for hundreds of thousands of people. Callaway Vice President Tim Herman steps into a quieter stairwell and says he loves to hear turbines.
It's a nice sound. It's the sound of good run for supplying the product to the customer, and that's really what our business is.
A business in an industry that's been trying to get Wisconsin and about 10 other states to drop bans on additional nuclear power plants. Wisconsin has been blocking new operations for about 30 years under language that says no new plants until there's a federal storage facility for the highly radioactive waste that nuclear plants generate, and unless a new plant would not burden state ratepayers. The bill now may be headed for passage in Madison would dump the moratorium. John Keeley of the Nuclear Energy Institute is excited.
I think that's a wise policy to pursue. It doesn't obligate you to build, but you say we have that option.
But what type of nuclear plant would possibly be built in Wisconsin? Industry critics say 5 large plants being constructed or planned for the southeastern U.S. are very expensive and have large amounts of federal taxpayer help. Another option could be what's called SMRs, or small modular reactors, more movable generators of nuclear energy that may be grouped together at a location. But Kevin Camps of the organization Beyond Nuclear questions the wisdom of using SMRs.
And what's ironic about this science fiction push for small modular reactors in Wisconsin is Wisconsin had a small modular reactor, or a small reactor anyway, at Genoa, Dairyland in La Crosse. It shut down after not many years of operations. You still got the waste, you still got the contamination.
Camps also contends dropping the moratorium in Wisconsin would reopen a door closed many years ago that the northern part of the state could host a large regional nuclear waste dump. Currently, waste is stored inside or just outside nuclear plants. David Lochbaum of the Union of Concerned Scientists says lessening the pressure for the federal government to develop a secure national repository could make local waste storage at a shutdown site like Kewaunee or the former Zion plant south of Kenosha more vulnerable.
And my concern is that someday some bad guy, some terrorist, will decide to cause mayhem. And a dry storage at a plant that's decommissioned could be an attractive target.
The nuclear industry says dry cask storage is secure. If the bill dropping the moratorium ban passes, the Nuclear Energy Institute says even small modular reactors won't be operating for at least 7 more years, should the Nuclear Regulatory Commission approve them. The Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin says the better course is to keep the moratorium, arguing it offers ratepayers common sense protections. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.